Robin Schultz, Beaver Creek. So what's going on? It's so great to get to talk to you again. How are
Paul,
you?
Paul, thanks for having me back. As I said earlier, broadcasting live from the pit room in downtown Bear Bottom, Texas, and so happy to be with you today.
All righty. So the pit room, well, what the heck's a pit room? What does that mean?
This is a brand new addition we just added on out here at Bear Creek. We added about 6,600 square feet. Part of it is banquet hall, but the pit room is actually where our big smoker is. You can see it over my shoulder here. It's a 20-foot long smoker, and man, we're serving barbecue every Saturday and just having a grand old time out here in the country. I'd love you to come visit sometime.
I'm come moving in. I really had this little visit talk. What are you talking
about? I got a room for you.
Let's get over with this freaking problematic scenario and get back to party time, right?
I hear you.
So how are we doing down there? How are you doing? I mean, you got the people coming in. They all. What do they got to do to come in down by you? Because everybody's trying to deal with this the best they can.
Well, you know,
if you don't mind.
You know, things are going well. Things are a little different in laid back rural East Texas, and you know, there's a lot. You know, some people still wearing masks, some not, and. You know, if they want to wear a mask in the store, that's certainly up to them, and we don't have a problem with it. And we have our people that serve food; we're having them wear a mask, you know. And but anyway, it's been great. We had a grand opening of this pit room just last Saturday. A couple of weekends ago, we had the country music singers, the Bellamy Brothers. You may remember them.
Yeah, wow.
They were out here. We had an outdoor concert and had over 1,000 people. So it's been great.
Oh, that's great. You deserve it. You got good vibes. Tell us a little bit about the Beaver Creek. Remind our audience, please.
Bear Creek started in 19.
Why don't I say Beaver? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Beaver, Bear, whatever.
I just had some brisket, so I don't know. I'm still high on that.
Right. Well, Bear Creek started out in 1943 by my granddad, Hick Schultz. My dad, Bobby, followed in his footsteps. They were looking for a better way to put food on the table. You know, they were coming out of the Depression and feeling the effects of World War II and that sort of thing. So in 1943, he started raising turkeys, and we've never looked back. Don't raise turkeys anymore, but our business has certainly grown a lot since 1943. This is year 77.
So, you know, we said, let's talk first. You know, I've tried, you know, I just had some of your brisket. It was magnificent. Your turkey was magnificent. That little ball, you know, you start off because it's a little bit of, I'll say, it's a little unusual to, you know, when you're usually used to a turkey kind of thing and or a large turkey breast. But you send this, or whatever, I'm sure it comes in different sizes, but
right. This
guy that I tried, you know, you take the first one bite, and it's and that smokehouse somehow, however you're making that happen. I don't know how you're making that happen, but it's pretty darn good. And by the second bite, I'm addicted.
Well, we can't talk too much about that.
That's
good.
The first one's an interesting because it's a unique flavor, but it grabs you. And it's very, very unique. So on this, we wanted to get together before the holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas time. So do people, because that one's not going to feed my family, that little one. So how do you go about it? You buy four, three, or four of them? What do you do?
Oh, Paul, I just sent you a small, that was a little 2-pounder, but and that was boneless turkey breast. But what you can do if you've got a large family is order a big whole turkey. And it's got the white and the dark meat on it, the legs, wings, all that, you know. And what I sent you is more for convenience, you know, for slicing, making sandwiches and that sort of thing. But the whole turkey would be the way you want to go for Thanksgiving or Christmas. They're great. Come already prepared, ready to go. All mama's got to do is slice it up a little bit and get after it.
And heat it up. Still heat it up in the oven.
You can certainly heat it up. I grew up eating them at warm, room temperature. Just set them out on the kitchen counter the night before, let them come to room temp, and they're great that way.
Interesting. So a big turkey like that, you cooking at the 20-foot smoker? How does that happen?
Well, you know, this smoker behind me is mainly for our barbecues. We've got inside the plant, the meat processing plant over there, we've got big computerized smokers over there. And we can smoke about 300 or 400 turkeys at a time in those smokehouses. So that's where all that smoking's done. The smoking on the atomic smoker back here behind me is mainly for Saturday cookouts and barbecues.
So when they say, you know, when you do a smoke out, do you have like one, they call it rub, R-U-B, or how do you get, you have, most of your stuff has a similar flavor, or is each, I mean, give us an example of some of the items that you have, and does each one have a little bit different flavor?
Okay, sure. Yeah, so the turkey is a flavor of its own. It's a recipe that my granddad and dad worked with Texas A&M University back in the 50s on.
Wow.
That we still use that recipe today, and we only use it on the turkey and our smoked chickens. The ham, our hams, however, are a sugar cured ham, and they have a completely different recipe. Bacon is a different recipe from that. We do
that bacon. Whoa, stop. The bacon. This is coming from a Jewish guy.
I love it. I'm glad you tried it.
Oh my God. No, I'm not kosher anymore. But the point is that it was that thick sliced bacon that was the greatest bacon I've ever had. And I remember skipping school when the Beatles came out, going to my friend Norman Calafate's house to have a bacon sandwich because I wasn't allowed to have bacon in my house. I never had a bacon that good. What are you doing with that bacon?
Paul, well, we're smoking it with hickory wood and got some special seasonings and things that we use on it. And it don't, bacon's what makes the world go round. Did you know that?
I do. I happen to know people love bacon. Well, it was like the dog commercial even, you know. Bacon.
Well, remind me next spring when garden season comes back in, and I'll send you some more. So when you get fresh tomatoes out of the local gardens there, it is like the best sandwich you've ever had with fresh homegrown tomatoes. Yeah.
A BLT. Now, but you also could, in addition to the BLT, one of my favorite sandwiches, also then is the club sandwich. You got the whole, what is with you? Do you make bread?
No, we don't make bread. We've got more than we can say grace over now, but maybe we should look at that. But no, all the products like the pork tenderloin, that's a different recipe. You know, we just coat the outside with pepper, put it in a smokehouse, smoke it really slow. And that's become really one of our signature products because it's great for charcuterie boards, you know, little cocktail parties or whatever. People slice it thin, serve it with cheeses and crackers, maybe a little honeycomb, maybe a little fig spread or something like that. It's a great product and great for the night before Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, when the families get together and you want something quick to throw together, you know?
Oh my God. All so good. So how did somebody make sure that they get it? And I'll say, actually, I took some pictures, I think, of the box and the packaging and the approach you took to make sure that the quality control by the time it got to my home, which was happening like a day or two after. I mean, whatever, you were pretty speedy on us on that. Speedy Gonzalez, I'll say, since you're Mexico. So you really had to, so you pack it nicely. You have beautiful, in fact, I kept some of those ice packs. There's some beautiful. And a beautiful job there. That alone is that hard to do, to make sure that you worked on that over the years to make sure to perfect that?
You know, it's something that you kind of perfect over the years. We don't ship ice packs in every shipment. It depends on what part of the country it's going to. If it's a warmer area of the country or whatever. We're coming up on the holidays now. It's starting to cool down in Texas, so a lot of our packs just go out, you know, with no ice. The product goes out frozen, but all the products are cured and smoked. So, you know, that's the way our forefathers used to prepare things before refrigeration came along, is they cured and smoked things. And so that's what helped kind of preserve them. So, you know, they last fine several days in the mail.
So why does smoke, what is, you use the word cured, actually I might not even know what that word, I know the word.
Curing?
Curing. So what actually does that mean, and why does curing last longer?
Well, it just helps prolong the shelf life of it, Paul. Cure has a certain salt in it. And, you know, the salt also acts as a flavoring, and then it also acts to help preserve the meat, to help it where it, you know, you don't get spoilage or whatever if you miss a few days in the refrigerator. So, and the smoking process helps with that too.
Yeah, because as I see, and for example, at this the brisket one that I'm just, I almost got to get off this interview because I got to go back and finish it. But the point.
Well, tell me what your favorite was. Well, so far, what you've tried, what was your favorite?
Let's put it this way. There has been nothing that I didn't think was the greatest thing I ever.
It's a toss up, right?
Everything has been really, really good. I just got to say that.
I appreciate it. And I don't know if I've told you this before, but I like to think of Bear Creek as being a boutique style smokehouse. You know, everything is still hand rubbed, hand cut, hand packaged. You know, it's not a big cookie cutter operation, you know. So we still take a lot of great pride and care in everything that we produce here at Bear Creek.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, there's hasn't been a bad morsel of food in my mouth. I'm living to go. So what other kinds of things can they can somebody get, and do you have any? Like, I tell you, I would have liked for the brisket, I ended up making it with some baked, I have a baked bean recipe that that I like. I make them almost refried. I cook them for a long time, and I put some Dijon mustard in it, a good Dijon mustard, and into the beans. And I tell people, I want you to try my fancy beans. So, and people love it. What other kinds of like side things are is there a dressing that people can put over these things that you sell? What other kinds of things do you sell? Because I know you got a lot of products.
Oh, we got tons of products. I was just going to hit on that, back on that brisket, a great idea to use that brisket for. You know, you got Thanksgiving coming up. If you want to make your Thanksgiving kind of Texas style or whatever, who doesn't love mac and cheese? We've got a great mac and cheese recipe in our cookbook that calls for ham, but you can also dice that smoked brisket up and have brisket mac and cheese.
Oh,
it's to die for. It's to die for.
I gotta see. I gotta get a cookbook. I gotta see one of that. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, I've got people listening around here. I bet I can get one out there to you.
You're sharing some of those recipes with the world.
Yeah, we are. We several years ago, we wrote a cookbook. It's called Bear Bottom Bliss, Five Generations of Food, Family, and Faith. Uh-huh. And we printed a little over 20,000 copies, and it has gone really well for us, I'll tell you. I'd love to send you one. I'll get one out to you.
I would have thought with what you're doing, this would all be in the big vault that has a vault inside the vault.
Well, the meat recipes pretty much are, but you know, we like to share our sides because they just accompany all of our great meats, you know. So Thanksgiving's coming up. What do you guys got going on for Thanksgiving? Is that
right now? It's an unfortunate, sad scenario, you know, because you know, each of the holidays, it's a Zoom. I don't even go into my daughter's house, so I don't, you know, it's a sad time. So how do we make this sad time for people? I mean, some people, my sister's doing a lot of Zoom dinners. All right. So you're perfect for that, because first, people don't want to go to the supermarket. I mean, here I'm in the East, I'm in New York, and New York is still a very seriously minded COVID place. All right.
Right.
Just like it is in a lot of places. But I could see you with what you have to offer for people, maybe somebody to get the turkey, somebody, it's just a, you know, you can really make a nice thing around what you have to offer.
You betcha. You know, we can send some Texas love into anybody's home with a Bear Creek box.
Yeah.
You know, our turkeys and hams are already prepared. And I kind of want to talk about family a little bit, you know, with all the things that are going on right now. I think Thanksgiving, especially this year more than any, may be a time for reflection for all of us. And, you know, our smoked turkeys and hams are ready to eat. So, it, you know, they require minimal preparation. So if families do have a chance to get together, you know, they're going to spend less time in the kitchen because the turkey or ham's already done. But, you know, I think we need to be thankful this Thanksgiving. Me, more than anybody, I'm so blessed here having my whole family work with me. And we get to enjoy each other every day. And we will all be having Thanksgiving together this year. And you know, I think about the people who can't do that. But I really think it's a time of reflection and think about how God's been so good to everybody and how great it is to be a part of his plan here on this earth. And so we've done this little exercise before. We've had our family sit around the Thanksgiving table, and before anybody helps their plate, I'll say something like, okay, you know, before we have the prayer, why don't we go around and let's all tell something that we're especially thankful for. And we go around the room and do that. And, you know, usually before that's over, there's not a dry eye at the table. And, you know, I think it's time to get back to the family and the basic structure that God set forth in the Bible, and man and woman and his family and kids, extended family, and just love on each other. You know what I mean?
I know 100% what you mean. You know, I'm in I'm on the same story. And, you know, we have done that as well in our family. And by far, it's a beautiful thing. As you guys would say down in the South, for the youngins, you know, the young and the older ones. I'm ready to cry right now just thinking about the thought of how blessed we are to have that chance to do that, or well, how blessed we are just to even have this chance to talk together, my friend.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. But it's a Thanksgiving, a great time of the year, just you know, take that day off and reflect on how good we all got it, because,
right,
you know, there's some out there that don't have it near as good as we do. And it's just, and think about them and pray for them. And, you know, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of year.
It's a great time. But you know what? I'm going to say a shout out for you, because see, one thing also about the family is that, you know, not everybody's a great cook. Okay. And some people, you know, a lot of times this Thanksgiving thing calls for, what are you going to bring? What are you going to bring? Okay.
Right.
And so I'm saying, go to my buddy here, Robbie, because this is a win. So the relative that has been making that brisket, I'm telling you, brisket's a big one with us. Okay. Turkey, yeah. Brisket. All right. This is your shot. So you're not going to, like, someone's going to go home after the whole thing, because no one's going to say it there. They're going to say, you know, the brisket wasn't as good as it was last year.
Right.
Because you are the quality control, right? So
yes, sir.
I really pray that they get it, and then they don't have to spend some time thinking about not really making it like a professional. Okay.
Right.
You're reasonable right. enough also on your pricing. I saw to just maybe this is that year to spend more time thinking about each other.
Yeah, spend more time with your family. Less time cooking.
Less time cooking.
We do it for you, Paul.
There you go, Robbie. Well, I'm happy you do. What is, you know, we put you in our movie. We put you in the International Day of Peace concert. I don't know if you ever got
oh, really?
That, but I put in what this peace means to you. You're actually in the 2-hour live worldwide broadcast that went out on September 21st.
Wow.
Yeah, I was, because I like you. You're a good man. And
well, and good I feel vibe. The same. Likewise.
And the family is good. How's your family? Last time
everybody's good. I've got Tracy right over here with me, and my daughter was around here somewhere. I came back to the pit room. We're pouring concrete back here today, some extra parking lot and what have you. So I'm kind of competing with concrete trucks today. I hope they're not too loud in the background.
And now you're broadcasting. Do I understand that right? So you got a show? What are you doing?
What's that now?
Are you broadcasting, actually broadcasting out of there, or doing
it? No. I was just kind of joking with you. Bear Creek is a small little location, Bear Bottom, out here in the middle of nowhere. And I like to kid with people, act like it's a huge metropolis, and you know, we've got the towers everywhere. And I tell everybody we can launch a space shuttle from downtown Bear Bottom, Texas, you know.
It's all good. No, I just somehow thought you were making a show out of it. I'd like to meet. I'm going to come down and make a show out of your place one time.
I want you to come down. No, we'll make it worth your while.
I'm going to do that. I can't wait for that. It's all good. All right. Yeah. Well, Robbie, let me, you know, I asked you once before, I asked you, what does peace mean to you? I'm going to ask you something different this time. What does love mean to you? Love.
What does love mean to me?
Yeah.
You know what? Love is unconditional no matter what happens between people. And it's something that's heartfelt. And it goes on forever. It never stops. And I think it's kind of like God's love is for us. Once you love somebody, like I love my wife, Tracy, you know, unconditionally, I love her no matter what happens in day-to-day life, you know, and life can be like this. And boy, doesn't it seem like 2020 has been like that. But, you know, I think this is a great time of the year, given the circumstances, Paul, to spread as much love as we can right now. Because, I don't know, I feel like the world, people, there's a lot of people in a world of hurt right now. And a lot of anger, a lot of sadness and everything. And you know what? I'm just proud to be a part of this plan and to be here and to have the opportunity to maybe make a difference in somebody's life. And I try to keep it positive as much as I can, you know. And anyway, life's too short to live it any other way. I'm finding that out every day.
There you go. I use the word, three words, enjoy every moment. I don't even say minute. It's really every moment you have a good time, that means the next moment is good. Just stick with the moment and be kind, and you got the whole thing. So it's a beautiful thing. Enjoy it all. Happy and honored to get to talk to you again. And the website again, one more time.
Our website is BearCreekSmokehouse.com. And I'd also encourage people to follow us on Facebook, Bear Creek Smokehouse. And you can keep up with the latest news in downtown Bear Bottom, Texas. You can check us out, see if we're launching a space shuttle.
All right. Well, send it up here. I'm going to get back on it and then come back down here.
I hear you.
All right, my friend. You. Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Robbie, love you too, brother.
All right.
See ya. Bye. We'll talk to you. Bye-bye. Thanks,
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.